Okay, today's daf is Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. A lot more energy today when you wake up having breakfast. Huh? When you wake up having breakfast in the morning, it gives you a lot more energy. Okay.
The I hate cereal.
What?
I hate cereal.
Me too, so I'm a little more awake.
I like
cereal. So the Mishnah says in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Misha Baba Derech Lo Haya B'Yado Lulav. Person who came, he was walking outside and took us and never had a chance to shake Lulav yet. When he gets home, he's supposed to take the lulav there. He missed the opportunity. Ideally, you're supposed to take it to shul during shachris. He missed the opportunity. When he gets home, he's supposed to shake the dalaminum. Yitol al shulchan. Then he takes it on a shulchan. What does that mean? He takes it on a shulchan. Gemara is going to address this, but Rashi just tells us on the mission already. Yitol al shulchan im shachach v'lo natal kodom lachila. Let's say he gets home and didn't take the lulav. He started eating his suda, his lunch. And sarach lahafsik sudasav lito lulav. He has to interrupt his meal and shake the lulav during his meal. Lo natal shachos. Let's say in the morning he didn't take it. Then yitol, Misha continues and says, yitol bein harbaim. And then he could take it in the afternoon. Shekol yom kash lulav. The entire day you could shake the lulav. Once nighttime hits, he can no longer be mekai in the mitzvah of lulav. So ideally in the morning, when you go to shul, if not, when you get home, if you forget during lunch, you could still do it in the afternoon. So Gemara says, Amris, the Mishnah said, note lo al shulchano, you're supposed to take it in the course of your meal. You're eating your lunch and you realize you didn't take the dalaminum. Interrupt, and you take the dalaminum. Lememra, to teach us to mafsik, you're supposed to interrupt your meal. Urimin, the Gemara asks, im hischilu, a different case now. This is a braisa in Shabbos, it looks like. Im hischilu, yeah, this is the Mishnah Shabbos, actually, in the first parak. Im hischilu, in mafsikim. If you've begun to do something, you don't stop. What is that referring to? So you look at Rashi. First Rashi on the Gemara, im hischilu ein mafsikin. Gavei tfilas ha-mincha tanan l'masecha Shabbos. Regarding mincha in the afternoon. Lo yashav adam l'fnei ha-sapar, a person shouldn't get a haircut. Let's say mincha gedola begins at 1:40 these days around. So you're not supposed to get a haircut if you haven't davened mincha yet. Lo yikarnes lo lechov lo ladun. You shouldn't go have a suda. You shouldn't go to a court case. Vim hischilu, because they're afraid if you start a meal, for example, that meal might continue and you might miss the opportunity to daven. So you're not supposed to start a suda, but what happens? Let's say you started the suda anyways, and you realize you forgot to daven mincha first. So the Rashi continues and says, "Vim hischilu." If you've begun the meal, kodem hamincha, before mincha, you daven mincha. Yeah, umashcha sudasan, and the suda continued to go on. V'yegiyazman hamincha in mafsikin, and then it's talking about a case. Actually, we started eating before mincha time, and then you realize now that zman mincha, you don't have to stop. You can continue eating your meal. And when you're done eating, then you could daven. So why, when it comes to lulav, do we say you stop in the middle to do the mitzvah? When it comes to mincha, we say don't stop, finish your meal, and you daven afterwards. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Safra lo kasha hadika shalos bayom hadika shalos bayom." Sorry, dileka shalos bayom. Depends. The case of lulav was a situation where there's no time left in the day, so that's why you have to stop right away. You might forget to do it. Mincha, there's plenty of time to daven mincha after the meal, so that's why we say don't stop during the meal. You could say it afterwards.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference is, how much time do you have? Is there going to be enough time after your suda to perform the mitzvah? So our mishnah was a case where there's no time after the meal. Your meal is going to continue going on way into the yontif.
Why would it say that?
It doesn't say it, but that's the Gemara has a question. That's how the Gemara is going to answer. It must be that our Mishnah was a case, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, it must be talking about a case where there's no time afterwards, and the case of Mincha must be where there is time afterwards. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my Kusha, what's your question? In the first place, what kind of question did you have? Dilma ha-deraisa ha-derabanan. What do you mean? Lulav is a mitzvah deraisa, tells lakachtam lachem yom ha-rishon, you're supposed to take dalaminim, and tefillah is only derabanan. I thought maybe you'd ask the question there, Adam. I guess not.
Well, so tefillah according to the Rambam once a day is
right. Exactly right.
That's about mincha, so.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that's the point. The question was that how does Gemara here clearly says that tefillah is derabanan? Okay, what's the difference? Let's explain the difference. Sukkis, dalaminim rather, is deraisa. When it comes to deraisa, serious mitzvah, you have to stop your meal to do the deraisa. Davin mincha is only din derabanan, so. That's such a big deal. You say it after. No, don't miss it, but you do the davening after the meal. You don't have to interrupt your suda. So Adam says, and the Rambam says, what do you mean? Tefillah is deraisa. How does the Gemara here say it's derabanan? Or how does the Rambam say it's deraisa if the Gemara clearly says it's only derabanan? So the Rambam says tefillah is deraisa only once a day. So once you've presumably davened shachris in the morning, you've been yotzei, you're once a day chiv deraisa, and mincha is a derabanan. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, Ikasha, if you have a kasha, ha kasha, this should be your kasha. Not what you asked before. That was obvious. There's a difference between mincha and the difference between mincha and dalmim. If you had a question, you should ask as follows. When you enter into your house, this is talking about sukkah this morning. You come home from davening, you forgot to take dalmim. You walk into your home, you take it on your table. Alma de mafsik. So we see you're supposed to interrupt your meal to carry the dalmim. But v'hadar tani, then the Mishnah goes on to say, lo natal shachar zitol bin harbayim. You didn't take it in the morning, then you're supposed to take it in the afternoon. Alma lo mafsik. So we see you don't stop the meal. So how do we infer this from here, that we say you don't stop the meal? The fact that in the shacharis we don't. See?
You say nothing about meal. You wording it.
Exactly. It doesn't say anything about meals here, right?
Well, we see from the fact that it's telling you you have all day to do it.
So
you do it in the morning.
That's what it's saying. You have all day to do it. You don't say it's not very urgent. All right, you don't think in the morning. You have the entire day to do it. We don't say do it right away. We don't say do it miyad. You have the entire day. So why does one, the first half of the mission imply it's urgent, and the second half of the mission say it's not so urgent, you could do it some other point during that day? So to that, the Gemara answers, Amar of Safra, lo kasha. This is not a steer either. Hadika shos bayom, haduleka shos bayom. Same answer we said before. The beginning of the mission was talking about a case, you came home from shul already, it was yontif, it's late, you daven for a long time, and then you're having the meal, and it's sukkis, and the nighttime comes pretty soon, 5:36, you're running out of time. So we say, stop your meal now, and be mekayem the mitzvah. When it came to the second half of the mission, it was a case where you got home early, you daven vasikin that morning. You had plenty of time during the day to say it, to take the dalaminim, so we say it's not so urgent, you can finish your meal, and you still have plenty of hours afterwards to be mekayem the mitzvah. What? Yeah, this was a case the guy forgot to bring it. The Gemara says, Abmar Rabbi Zeira. My kusha, what kind of question was this? Dilma, mitzvah laf suke, vilo pasig yitol ben herbayim, shekol yom kasha lulav. Rabbi Zeira takes a simple understanding of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if you're eating in the table, you're supposed to stop. The mitzvah is to stop. And if you don't, mafsik, if you're not mafsik in the middle of a meal, so you can still take it the rest of the day. I'm not talking about two different situations. That's just the cases. You're supposed to stop during the meal. If you don't stop, you have until Bein Harbayim. That's the simplest way to read the Mishnah. So, El Amar B'Zeira, Liolam Mikitamina Mikar. Really, like we said in the beginning, really, the question you had at first. And V'Dikash Lecha Hadaraisa Hadarabanan. And you said, what kind of question was? The initial question was, why mincha do we not stop and dalad minim we do stop? That initial question was a good question. And that answer that you suggested, there was a difference between deraisa and derabanan, he says, no, v'dekash lecha, again, ha deraisa, ha derabanan. What kind of question was that? Dalad minim is deraisa, mincha is derabanan. Of course, it's not the same. Hachab yom tov sheni derabanan askinu. No, we're talking about yom tov sheni. Yom tov sheni, it's only mitzvah derabanan to take the dalad minim. According to the Torah, the pasuk says "Lakachtem lachem bayom harishon." The mitzvah of dal minim is only in day one midiraisa. The rabbanan added on the rest of the days. So, yeah, we mentioned, not this particular mishnah is a new case now.
Oh.
This particular mishnah is referring to Yom Tov Sheni. We'll bring a rye in a second. And we'll bring a proof. But once we establish it's talking about Yom Tov Sheni, which is only derabanan, then you could equate that to mincha, which is also midirabanan. Now they're both on the same plane. So, Dekanami, I'll bring your proof that this Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Midikasani Misha Baba Derech Vem Yada Lulav. Somebody who's going on the Derech, he's walking outside, coming home, and didn't have a Lulav. Now, Disakadaitech of Yom Tov Rishon Mishari, referring to Yom Tov Sheni, is it permitted to have a Lulav on the day one? So, why? What's the issue here? It's an issue concerning of Hotzah. We're assuming there's no Erev here. If there's no Erev, let's see how they explain this.
No, it says.
I say in Tchum. Very good. So Baba Derech sounds like he came from a distant place. A distant place sounds like he goes outside the Tchum. Outside the Tchum is usher to do. So how could he come outside the Tchum? How could there be a Havmin he came from outside the Tchum? Baba Derech, he's going on a long journey on Yom Tov Rishon. Must be talking about the second day of Sukkot, where Tchum is not a problem. And that's the Mishnah it's talking about, which therefore Dal Minim is only Midirabanan, and we can ask the question against Tefillah Midirabanan. Okay. New Mishnah in the bottom of Lamech Chesam Aleph says, Misha Hayal Eved, O Isha, O Katan, Makunoso. Let's say a person has his servant or his wife or a katan, a minor, reading for him. So then, Ona Achrim Mashahein Omrim, he could repeat word for word what they're saying. And then, V'tava Olo Mi'ira, and he's going to get a curse. Because either he's getting a curse, look at Rashi, V'tava Olo Mi'ira. This is the second Y line down, Shlolamad. The father didn't learn, he doesn't know how to read Hebrew. So he was simply saying word after word, repeating word after word from his son or from his wife or from Eved. So that's a curse for him because he never learned. Vim Lamad, if he did learn how to read Hebrew, Tavo Lamir, he should still be cursed. Shemivazes Kona Lasa Shluchim Kela, he's disgraceful that he's using these Ketanim, these Isha, the Nashim, and the Avadim to be his messengers to recite the Bracha, he should be doing it on his own.
Not the guy that listened to the Eved or to the Isha or the Katan. They are listening to whoever.
The person who, I'm listening to a Katan and I'm repeating word after word.
Why does it say that you listen to a Katan?
Misha Haya Eved, Makrinosel, person.
Misha Haya Eved, if you Eved, or Isha, or Katan.
That was being Makrin for you. If the Eved was being Makrin Osel.
Makrin Oto.
Right.
Strange. Katan or Isha.
It's possible that, you know, the father never learned Hebrew, and then the son went to school and learned Hebrew. No, it could happen. So the Gemara says, Im haya gadol makro so, if a gadol is the one who's repeating, you know, who's reciting the words for you, and you're repeating word for word, then ona achav haluka, you say haluka after the fact, and that's that kind of way of responding, of saying, okay, whatever he said, I'm saying amen to, and I'm being yotze with his words. You don't have to say word for word. Because since you're in the same level of chiv, a gadol can be motzi another gadol. Like when someone lays the Megillah, if he's a gadol, so you by listening, you're yotzei through his reading. But if it's a katan reading, I'm not yotzei. So if a katan does say reciting a bracha for me, I can't say amen after his bracha and be yotzei. I've got to say baruch. He says baruch, I say baruch. Ata, ata. When a gadol is saying it, I could say amen, or in this case, you could say haluka after the fact, and be yotzei through listening. So this is referring to, by the way, talking about halal, Rashi tells us. This is talking about reciting halal, saying haluka is going to be allow you to be yotze after a gadol. Then makom shenagu lichbol yichbol. In certain places, they have a makom to repeat certain psukim in halal, like we repeat certain psukim. Lifshot yifshot. If the minhag is to say it only one time and not to repeat the psukim, you should do a follow of the minhag. Levarach yivarach. And if they have a minhag to say bracha, you should also say bracha. Hakol k'minhag ha-megdina, when it comes to all these various minhagim of halal, all goes depending on where you live, that's the minhag you're supposed to follow. Now, I can't not do this tosfos here. It's a beautiful tosfos. I'll just do it, I'm running out of time, but Dibra Maschil Misha Haya Eved V'Isha. Very jam-packed. It's a small tosfos, but there's so much lumness in this tosfos. Mashma Kanan implies here, D'Isha Patur Mehalal. A woman's pater from halal. The fact that she's not allowed to be motzei her husband, she is fundamentally is pater. Why? Mehalal de sukkis v'chein da atzeres. She's pater from sukkis and shavuos halals. Time up mishum de mitzvah shazman gramahi, because it's time bound and women are pater from time bound mitzvahs. Afagav de halal de lel psachim mashma beperk arve psachim de mechayave bedal misa de dal kosos. The woman's chayav in dal kosos, we know. Umistama lo tiknu dal kosos elokide lomar lem halal v'agada. And the only purpose of dal kosos was in order to recite halal and agada on the dal kosos. So if she's chayvin dal kosos, and the whole purpose of dal kosos was for halal, mimele she's chayvin halal itself. So what's different between halal le pesach versus sukkis where she's pater? So he answers, shiny halal de pesach dal hanes ba. It's different in nature. It becomes because of the nes. Vav hena yu beos hanes. Habakan lo aha nes amar. When it comes to halal and sukkis, halal and shavuos, it's simply a way to praise Hashem. So it's a mitzvah say shazman grama. But halal leil pesach, that's about ahanes, and they're chayiv even ahanes. There's so many assumptions in Tosfos, the nature of dalakosis, whether dalakosis is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, or dalakosis is really part of each of the independent meals, each independent mitzvahs rather. What the nature, why is halal different? Some say halal is different because it's supposed to be reenacting, there's a rabhaigon that you're reenacting the nes, the whole miracle of Mitzrayim, and you're actually as if you were there, Pesach, so that's why it's more of what's the word I'm looking for? Rosenthal used to use this word for it. I forget the lesson, but it's a sense of feeling. It comes a spontaneous type of halal. Like you're experiencing the gula, and it's more of a spontaneous halal. That's a type of halal that they would recite. Okay, but a lot to talk about. We're not going to go into any further. Now, the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Be'emes Amru is a very interesting lashon. Look at Rashi, what he says about Be'emes Amru. This is six lines from the bottom. Be'emes Amru, kol Be'emes, whenever the word emes appears, halachi. That means that's the halacha. We follow that way. Vein chalak bedavar, nobody argues. It's emes, it's clear, everybody agrees. So what's it talking about? Be'emes Amru, the Gemara says, Ben Mivarech La'aviv, a son's allowed to make a benching on behalf of his father, Ve'eved Mivarech La'rabo, an Eved can bench on behalf of his master, Vishim Mivarechas La'baila, and a woman could bench on behalf of her husband. Aval Amru Chachamim Tavo Me'ira La'adam She'ishto U'banam Mivarechin Lo. But the Chachamim say, even though it works, it's a person, it's Mivaze, Karish Baruch Hu, that you're benching in such a way, you should be doing it on your own. All of various details. Rashi quotes the details. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Amibes. We don't have to get into it. Amar Rava Hilchasa Givarta Ikal Mashma Miminhaga De Halalila. We learn some important halachos from the way we recite Halal. What we're about to see is not quite how we do. Some of the things we're going to see is what we do in Halal. Some of the things we do not do in Halal. But this whole, the way it works, I'll explain Rashi outside. The way they used to recite Halal, they used to do these interesting things. Like we say, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Hodu Lashem, An Hashem, all these repetition, all these back and forths. They used to do these types of things. Why? Because to teach us that if a person was not a Baki, he did not know how to recite Halal, how is a person to be Yotze? A person goes to shul, doesn't know how to say Halal. So they say, do this. You say Haluka, you're Yotze. You say this, you're Yotze. You do this, you're Yotze. So even though nowadays, when this was written, when Rava's time, everybody knew Halal, and they recited it the normal way, everyone recited the entire Halal, where they would do an interesting minug, in order to teach us a halacha, how a person was going to be Yotze if he wasn't a Baki. Fine, so let's go through some of the various minhagim. So Gemara says again, Hilchsa Givarta Ika Lamashma, there's some important halachas one can learn out, Mi Minhaga de Halalila, the way the Minhag of Halal is recited. Hu Omer, the Shiach Tzibor says Haluka, the first Haluka, Vihain Omerim Haluka, and the Tzibor responds Haluka. To open up the paragraph, you say Haluka. Mikad, from here we learn, Shemitzah. So we'll get to the details, but right now it sounds like when the opening up, when he says Haluka, you're supposed to say, whenever he says Haluka, you say Haluka right afterwards. Mikan Shemitzvah La'anos Haluka. The mitzvah is to recite Haluka. We're not sure when yet, but you're supposed to say Haluka. That's how they start off. What?
Why don't you say Hallelujah? Is that allowed?
You can. It might be Shem Hashem.
It might be. So what is it?
I don't know.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Let's say
it's definitely include the combination of correct. The letters of Hashem, but right. It's not Shem Mufarash.
Right.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
It's considered to be.
I'm not sure. So So the way they would start Halal off, the Chazm would get up and say Haluka, and everybody would say Haluka. So that's to teach me that you're supposed to say Haluka in certain points. That was just to start off Halal. Then what would happen next is, Hu Omer Halu Avde Hashem, Vehein Omerim Haluka. They'd respond Haluka. Mikan Shem Haya Gadol Mikra Osa Ona Achav Haluka. So here we learn that when in each line, when he would say a pasuk, you're supposed to respond as opposed to Amen for Bracha, you would say Haluka after each pasuk is being recited. Now, Hu Omer Hodu Hashem, Vehein Omerim Hodu Hashem. When it comes to this, so then you repeat the exact words. As opposed to saying Haluka, you repeat the exact words. Mikan Shemitzvah La'anos Rashi Prakam. From here, you're supposed to say the first paragraph. So Rashi and Tosis explain as follows. The first pasuk of Halel, you would say exactly what the Chazan says, the very first pasuk. And then each line afterwards, you would just say Haluka after each one. So the first pasuk of that parsha of Tilma, Perak Tilma, is Hodu Hashem Kitov. So you say Hodu Hashem Kitov. He says the next pasuk, you say Haluka. Next pasuk, Haluka, and so on to the end. Next paragraph, he says the first pasuk, you repeat the first pasuk, and then Haluka, each additional pasukim. That's how it would go.
You know who says a lot of Haluka? Church.
Yeah?
Sing.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami. Amar Rav Chanan Barava Mitzvah La'anos Rashi Prakim. So too, it was stated in the name of Rava, Rav Chanan, that also they would say Mitzvah to say the first line of each parak. Next thing they would do, it's Hu Omer Ana Hashem Hoshiana. V'hein omrim anashim hoshiyana. They repeat that also. Even though that's not the beginning of a pasuk, it's not the beginning of a parak, rather, they would still say that. Why? What's the point of that? Mikan shim, this is to teach us a different lesson. Mikan shim haya katan makra oso onin achav mashu omer. If a katan, let's say you didn't know how to read Hebrew, a katan was reading for you, you're supposed to repeat word for word what he says. That's why we repeat anashim anashim, to teach me that you recite word for word. Hu omer, now the chazan says, anashim atzlichana. Here again, we repeat Anashim Atzlichana. Why are we repeating it? What's the lesson we're learning from here? Mikan Shim Ba Lichbol Kofel, to teach me, you're allowed to repeat. You can repeat Psukim. Hu Omer Baruch Haba, V'hein Omer B'Shem Hashem. They say the first, Chazan says the first half of the pasuk, and the Tibor recites the second half of the pasuk. Mikan L'Shemek Ona. Here we learn the concept of Shemek Ona. How can I say half a pasuk? So it must be I'm Yotze with the Shleach Tzibor's Pasuk first, by me listening. It's as if I actually said it. And then I say the second half of the Pasuk, it's as if I said the entire Pasuk together. That's a Klal Shomei Kona. Okay, so very important Rashi. I can't skip this Rashi either. This is very important for the nature of Shomei Kona. Look at Rashi, Hu Omer, all the way towards the bottom. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. Hu Omer Baruch Haba V'Heim Omer B'Shem Hashem U'B'Baruch Haba Mosom Chen Alav. We rely on the Shliach Tzibor V'Ein Onim Lo Hatevo Sa'atzman Lo Luka. We don't say anything, we just listen. Mikan Nilma L'Sheinu Yodea Lo Likros Lo La'anos Im Shama. Person doesn't know how to read, it doesn't know how to answer. If he simply listens V'Chiv An Libo and pays attention L'Shema Af Apich Lo Ano Yatsa. He just listens, you could be Yotze. V'Chein L'Mispalim B'Tzibor V'Shliach Tzibor Omer Kadesh. Let's say you're davening Shemon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibor saying Kaddish, or it could be Kedusha, O Yehi Shmei Rabba, Yishtiku B'Tfilasan, you stay quiet during your Shmoneh Esrei, V'Yishmu B'Chavana, and you just pay attention during your Shmoneh Esrei, V'Hein V'Harei Inka Onim. It's as if you're saying the words, although you're not. Uchshi Yigmar Kedusha, Yichadu L'Tfilasan. When the Kedusha is done, then you go back to davening. Tosa's right, I'm not sure, is it here?
It's in Brachos, they argue.
Oh, so Tosa, I think Tosa's here as well. But Tosa and Brachos as well argue. Tosa, what do you mean? If you're interrupting Shemoneh Esrei, so he says that doesn't make sense, then it's as if I'm saying the words, I'm being mafsik in my Shemoneh Esrei. So Tosas is better just to continue davening. Because if I stop, it's either hefsik, or it's a hefsik of words. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas? The question, when I'm Shemoneh Ona, is it as if I'm actually being Ona, or I'm just being Yotze? Rashi thinks I'm being Yotze. I'm not saying words by me listening. Tosa says, when you listen, it's as if you're actually speaking. And if you're speaking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're being mafsik in your Shemoneh Esrei. That's Mechogit Rashi Tosas, and it's a number. There are a number of nafkaminas that relate to this. Okay, let's finish up this daf. Bai minei mi Rabbi Chia bar Abba shama v'lo ana mahu. Let's say you hear, but you don't actually respond. So what case is this when you don't respond? You're not supposed to respond. Shemei Ona, I guess for the halukas.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the halacha? So Amalhu Chachimi, the wise men, Safria, and the Reisha Amma, the Safria were the Melamdei Tinokos, the ones, the rabbis for the younger kids. These all three groups of these people, the Darshu, and they would say, Amru, Shama V'lo Yana Yatsa. If you hear and you don't respond, you're Yotze. You don't have to respond to anything. You're still be Yotze. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amru Vishum Ben Pazi, Amru Vishum Ben Levi Mishim Bar Kapara, Minayin, the Shemek One. How do you know Shemek Ona works? What's the source that it works? The Pasuk says, let's get the Pasuk, the bunch of parentheses here. So the actual Pasuk is, in Melachim, Kamar Hashem Hinini Mevi Ra El HaMakom, I'm bringing something bad to this place, Val Yoshvav Es Kol Divrei HaSefer Hashem Kara Melch Yehuda. Okay. So I'm bringing everything that the Melch Yehuda read, everything that he read. So Gemara says, V'chi Yoshia Karin, did Yoshia the king really read it? Hello, Shafan Karan. Shafan was the one. His assistant was the one who read this. What? He was one of the Melech Yehudas, yeah. So V'chi Yoshia Karan, the pasuk attributes Yoshia to the one reading it. But if Hello Shafan Karan, Shafan, his assistant read it. Dichsiv Vaikaru Shafan. How are you giving credit to Yoshia? Lifnei Melech El Mikan L'Shemek Ona. From here we see that even though he didn't recite it, but he simply heard it, it's as if he actually read it. Viduma Basa de Karina Shafan Kar Yoshia. Maybe it's both true. Maybe first Shafan read it, and then Yoshia read it afterwards. Amr Vacha Bar Yaakov Lo Sakadaitach. You would never have thought that. Dechseva Yon Rach Levavcha Vatichna Lufne Hashem Bishamacha Bishamacha Vlo Bar Karecha. The other Pasuk says that Yoshia heard it. It only says that he heard it, but he didn't recite it. Ah, so why does the other pasuk say he recited it? Because since he heard it, it's as if he actually recited it. Okay, let's read a few more lines, and then we'll stop. Well, it's really early. Wow, I got 25 minutes. Amar Rav, Rav, lo lema inish baruch haba, v'hadar b'shem Hashem. El baruch haba b'shem Hashem b'hadadeh. A person shouldn't say, baruch haba, and then stop and then say, b'shem Hashem. Rather, he should say the entire pasuk together, as to not be mafsik at all. So, is there a Tosus here? Right. Tosus asks, is it here? Maybe somewhere else. Ah, yeah. Look at Tosus, the small Tosus. Hu Amar, on Hashem, just a side point. We're done with this daf now, but let me just read this Tosus quickly. Hu Amar, the small Tosus there. Hu Amar, on Hashem, no. Vehem Omer, on Hashem, Hoshir, no. Hu Amar, on Hashem, Hoshir, no. So the pasuk is on Hashem Hoshiyana, on Hashem Tzlichana. That's the entire pasuk, but we separate it. On Hashem Hoshiyana, on Hashem Hoshiyana, on Hashem Tzlichana, on Hashem Tzlichana. So Tosus asks, "Afagav daminu beMegillah, ain mafsikin bePasuk elotinokos." You're not allowed to interrupt the pasuk unless you're teaching children. It's easier to teach children if you break it down for them. How here by Hal are you allowed to say it? Hachashayni shamruah shnei bnei adam kedisa bebari psachim. If two people are saying it, what do you mean two people are saying it? The Gemara Pesachim tells us, I think David and Shlomo, Shmuel, were the ones who said each part of the pasuk. David said one part, Shmuel said the other pasuk. So since it was really penned by two different people, we're allowed to say it separately. But if it was penned by one person, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire pasuk, you can't just interrupt the pasuk in the middle. That's the idea. Others give the answer that no, the halacha is, what Tos is trying to get at is, the Gemara and Brachos that tells us, kol psuka delo pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu anun lo paskinan. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't interrupt, didn't split, we are not allowed to split up. So you can't take a pasuk in half and split it. How are you allowed to split this pasuk? So some say that's only by the Tchumish, when Moshe wrote. But by Nach, there's no such halacha. That's how some respond. And one last thing, others respond also, that's only when it comes to reciting Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. When it comes to Shir, singing, comes to Kiddush, Al-Kein Berech Hashem, there's different pesukim we say, which are not full pesukim. So we're allowed to say partial pesukim when it comes to Shira, when it comes to some other thing that's not considered learning. Okay.